It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Some thoughts on a timely question about homosexual marriage, or as some euphemistically put it, marriage equality. Many have serious concerns about this matter, given less than 2% of the Australian population claim to be homosexual. So how on earth has their voice become so influential, and how and why has this matter taken on such prominence? In part, it's because of lethargy amongst the voting populace, who don't seem to care about much at all unless it directly affects them, by which time it's too late. I do not deny homosexuals the right to their beliefs and practices, but I resent being told their lifestyle is normal and therefore should be fostered and further normalised by adopting the covenant of marriage specifically designed and ordained between a man and a woman. The question should have been put to the High Court to determine what the Australian Constitution's base assumption was when referring to marriage. In the year 1901, I believe the assumption by the Founding Fathers was that marriage was between a man and a woman, and this could make any change to the definition of marriage unconstitutional. So-called marriage equality is a questionable movement, in my view. So the truth is that marriage is not so much about love for our partner as much as love for the children we hope to bring into this world. Men and women are anatomically and psychologically designed to be together, and this is how new life is created, and thus the miracle of miracles is not to be treated lightly. The promise extends to providing the child with a father and a mother, and that's a promise the so-called gay community cannot deliver. It's the promise of new life that makes marriage an important marker in society, and by this definition should not be assigned to any other than the union between a man and a woman. This whole issue is not about marriage equality at all, because you can't have equality where one party loses something, and in this case the overwhelming majority lose the unique union symbol of marriage between a man and a woman. So the question is, why is it so important in the eyes of many homosexuals, but not all, to gain the title and status of marriage? Some will argue dignity, and some will argue equality, while others, who are mischief makers, just desire the disruption. In any case, same-sex unions such as civil unions and domestic partnerships are already available in most states and territories and are treated as de facto unions under federal law. Just for a moment, conjure up the vision and the gomoric displays at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. This is not what children should be exposed to, yet they're encouraged to attend. I find it disgusting and a display of blatant sexual debauchery that should not be allowed on our streets, much less televised. Doing such things and then claiming normality is a bridge too far, in my view. So we look to the many startling and challenging symbols of the homosexual community so we can measure off if we choose to allow them to use marriage as a right. I say they don't qualify, even though some do not want marriage as such because they realise it's not appropriate. For some, homosexuality is not a choice, and for others it is, but it's the former for whom I have empathy, and surely no one would willingly adopt such a lifestyle knowing the consequences. normalising marriage between same-gender people also ignores the increased health issues as a consequence of this lifestyle, and I don't want that acceptance in our children. Redefining marriage could lead to profound and adverse effects on free speech, and goodness knows we are already so restricted as to often be robbed of the right to express our view. Marriage is the foundation of all societies, and to change the definition and the meaning of marriage is unlike any other piece of legislation to come before Parliament. It would dramatically and irrevocably change the nature of Australian society over time, and not for the better, in my view. The potential consequences for freedom of religion, speech, and conscience, and the family are profound. Amidst all this talk and all these diversions, and amidst all the problems Australia and the world face, the last thing we need is to further threaten the normal family genesis structure. Why is it that the minority voices have so programmed this debate that even if we mention we may vote no, then we are pilloried and ostracised? I will vote no in the coming weeks, and do so with the future of Australia and my grandchildren in mind. However, let's leave the last word to the Creator, who said, "He who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one." Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.